Good morning, listeners. Today, we will look at the portrayal of God in Scripture as a gardener. In John chapter 15, verses 1 to 4, Jesus declares to us, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes, so that it may be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me." To describe what the kingdom of God is like, Jesus paints a scenario that most would be familiar with, whether you are a farmer, a householder with a garden, or just an ordinary citizen who know what flowers are like. In this metaphor, we see that there are three roles being portrayed: God as gardener, Jesus as the vine, and the believers as the branches. We will look closely at each of these. To understand the role of God as gardener, as defined by Jesus, we need to examine the Old Testament background to this declaration of Jesus. The vine is frequently used in the Old Testament as a symbol for Israel. Such passages as Psalm 80, 8 to 16, Isaiah 5, 1 to 7, and Jeremiah 2, verse 21, portrays Israel as a grapevine, but being deficient or lacking in some way. Against this background, Jesus announced that he was the true vine. He embodied in himself the true Israel, the true son of Abraham. He would later declare himself to be the way, the truth, and the life, the only means by which all Jews and all people could find their way to God. Only through faith in Jesus, in his personhood, could anyone be made right with God. Jesus was now the fulfillment of the promise to Abraham that through him all the world will be blessed. In Jesus was the standard, the benchmark by which all the world would either be blessed or be judged. So when Jesus declared that my Father is the gardener, he cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, he was stating that God, the gardener, would cut off those who have no faith in him. And as explained further in verse 6 of the same chapter, that those who do not remain in him would be like the branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned, meaning that they would be subject to God the gardener's judgment. The Old Testament background makes it clear that those who are cut off are not believers, but rather the unfaithful, those who reject the offer of salvation through Jesus. Those who believe, like his disciples, who Jesus was teaching at the time, would, on the other hand, bear fruit. They would bear fruit because they have already been made clean by the word of Jesus. In other words, because they had believed Jesus' teaching, they were made clean by the gardener's pruning. They had found the way. We too, like them, have been made clean by the gardener when we believe in Jesus. Therefore, the passage is not saying that God will cut off those believers who bear no fruit, but rather, on the contrary, believers will bear fruit. Believers will bear fruit because they are a part of the vine. And in order for the believer to bear more fruit, the gardener will continue the pruning process, which began at our conversion, so that we will bear more fruit. Through this continuing pruning process, the life of the believer will prove to be one of true discipleship, therefore bringing glory to the Father, God, as Master Gardener. We will now examine the role of Jesus as a vine. As mentioned earlier, Jesus is the only way to reach God. There is no other way. Only through faith in Jesus can man's deep longing and thirst for God be satisfied. In a sense, God is the earth, And all the nutrients that man as a branch needs to survive is in the earth. Jesus is the connection between God and the man. Jesus as the vine is fully planted and anchored in God, the earth, as no one else is or can be. He came from God and returned to God. He and the Father are one, as he has declared. He's also connected to the branch. As the vine, he is the channel through which the life-giving sap flows to the branches. The only way for the branch to obtain the rich nutrients of the earth is to be connected to the vine, because it is the vine that feeds the branches. The role of the believer as branches is to stay connected to the vine. Remain in me, Jesus commands. This is an imperative. The believer has no fruitfulness apart from union and fellowship with Christ. Obviously, a branch out of contact with the vine is lifeless, but it is not a one-way relationship. Jesus reassures his active involvement. Remain in me, as I also remain in you. Jesus has committed himself to keep joining himself to us, so that we can be joined to him and remain faithful. This is reassuring because it tells us that we are not left alone to struggle and to remain connected to the vine. We are assured of his greater gluing power to enable us to remain connected. In the world, we face many trials and temptations to remain faithful to Jesus. Our faith is tried daily. In John 16:33, Jesus reassures us, "In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." The purpose of the branch remaining in the vine is to bear fruit, and not just some fruit, but much fruit. The gardener is not just satisfied with some fruit. He will prune the branches that are already bearing fruit so that they will bear even more fruit. This leads us to ask two pertinent questions. What is the nature of the fruit that the branch should bear, and is pruning necessary? Well, in verse 16, Jesus gives us a little more detail as to the nature of the fruit. It reads as follows. "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This fruit is not like grapes or mangoes or pineapples or any other fruit, which has a certain shelf life. This fruit that believers bear will last for eternity. At the heart of this fruit is love for God, which will seek to do his will and to love others. If love is at the heart of anything we ask the Father for, he will certainly grant it. Whatever we do in this life, if it is based on love for God and for others, it will last for eternity." Is pruning necessary? Well, the answer is quite obvious for the students of the Bible. Like King David, who tells us in Psalm 51, verse 5, "Surely I was sinful from birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me." All of us came into this world handicapped by sin. To become attached to the sinless vine, God had to begin the cleansing and the pruning process. And now that we are attached to the vine, the Apostle Paul would describe this as being justified and are producing fruit. And now that we are attached to the vine and are producing fruit, there is still some sinful way in us that the Apostle Paul would describe as the flesh, that would cause us not to be as fruitful as we can be. So the gardener continues to prune us. Paul would call this being sanctified, so that we can become even more fruitful. God prunes to remove remnants of the old man, such as pride, envy, anger, lust, and other vices, so that the pure, life-giving sap flowing through the vine will flow into us, unhindered by sin, so that much fruit is produced in abundance. Pruning is not a pleasant process for the branch. It is painful. Some branches are sometimes so encrusted by sin that the gardener needs to perform surgery on the plant to remove the crust. However, in the end, it produces a harvest of righteousness as the writer of Hebrews puts it, during the pruning process. Let's dig deeper into the vine through prayer and meditation so that the time of pruning would be as rewarding an experience as possible. God is portrayed as a gardener. Let us worship him as such, because we can be confident that he is constantly at work in us to produce greater amounts of fruit that will last for all eternity. Let us give him thanks for his tender, loving care towards us. See you next week. Love you all. God's richest blessing on you.